Dewsbury Offcast, the English language for Off-Cabano podcast that nobody asked for. I remain to be seen if I'm David.
My name is Jonas.
Weezer reference. That's very old school.
We're starting off strong today, David.
I'm for that. Bit of a Weezer reference in there early. I wasn't prepared for that. I like it.
I had a lot of time to plan my every word today at work.
On the tram, just thinking. Yes. Not even on the tram, at work. Yes. Just sitting there.
It was one of those days.
Was it now? Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had one of those days. As we proved in the sound check, I have not had one of it. It hasn't been one of those. It's only Tuesday and it hasn't been one of those weeks so far.
It's been utterly exhausting, I think, because we were also... long-time listeners to the show and followers of us on our...
Long-time listeners, this is episode 7.
Long-time listeners to the show and also followers on our social media will realise that last weekend we were in Hamburg.
We were.
And we had a lovely time and we didn't...
Ausgezeichnet.
Yeah, and we did not have a lovely Zeit on the train back.
No, that was a langer Zeit, a very langer Zeit on the train back. We were delayed, 3 hours?
But not even 3 hours in the station where you can go for a beer, go for a smoke or whatever.
3 hours in the middle of nowhere.
Stuck on the line at Česká Třebová.
Yeah.
And so that ruined our very nice, we'll get home at a sensible time for work on Monday.
Yeah.
And then I had to work a 6-day week.
Yeah, fun times. That was not our, overwhelming memory of Hamburg. Hamburg is cool, by the way. If you ever get the chance to go, because I had never been before.
No, neither have I.
What a city that is.
It was better than our trip earlier this year to Dresden. I mean, I enjoyed Dresden, but I loved Hamburg.
Hamburg is amazing. We had planned to be there for the Hamburg Derby, but they had moved it to Sunday, and we didn't miss a classic. It was 0-0, I think I checked. And it was moved to the Sunday because on Saturday there was a massive march, which we went on, and
so,
that was fun.
So we're now political demonstrators against racism in Germany.
So, everyone's a winner.
Take that, Johnny Kentis gang.
Yes, exactly. Good, very niche shout out to, those horrible bastards.
shout out the racists in our support.
Shout out the racists, fuck's sake.
Get fucked. Fucking leave town, you bunch of pigs. I'm going to get stabbed now.
I doubt they listen to this. I doubt they're one of the 40-odd people who possibly listen to this show.
That's true. I mean, I don't know how many second languages are flying about that that militia. So I think we're probably safe.
We're probably safe. An actual shout out, though, to Elke, I think her name
Elke!
Is.
Elke!
Yes!
Yeah.
Our Austrian Zbrojovka supporter from just over the border.
A lucky charm, because apparently every time she isn't able to watch us, we win.
Which means she can't have seen us for... No, hold on, wait a minute. Every time she doesn't see us... We win.
Yeah.
That means she must have come to every game for about the last 2.5 years.
No, right. I don't know. I don't know. I actually don't know how often Elke gets the chance to come actually to the ground. I think she watches it on telly because there's...
Right. We are on telly a lot.
We are on
recently.
Telly a lot. So, but Elke, let us know
this
if you are coming.
This is an open invitation to come and watch Zbrojovka with us and, enjoy the hospitality of... Us talking bollocks at you for hours on end.
The hospitality of 30 crown beers.
Yes. Although they have done a deal with Stara Brno now. Did you see that?
What in the sense of the booze provider?
We are drinking Stara Brno at the ground this year already, aren't we?
We are, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Why was this news? There was some event at the brewery. Oh, that's right.
Autogramiada.
And if you turned up in... Anything that had Zbrojovka on it, you get free beer.
What was there?
And that was today.
Oh. They're doing a lot of things.
I think it's today. It could be next Tuesday, but...
They're doing quite a lot of stuff over this week. So, tomorrow, for example, which will be Wednesday, and this won't be out on Wednesday, so this is a pointless call-out, but...
It might be out on Wednesday. Depends how quickly I edit it.
You're not going to have it quick enough for 8 a.m. tomorrow, because there's a blood drive at the FN.
That's right.
So if you want to give your krev, this is Zbrojovko, then...
Yeah, if you want to daroy krev, then...
Mm-hmm. I would, but it's a bit too early for me. And also... however, this might be out by Thursday, which is the Open Doors... Day.
At the stadium, yes.
At the stadium,
that's right.
Yes.
I would also like to daroy krev, but I don't Can you do it with tattoos, or is that not allowed? Because I heard there was a... I don't know if this is true, but I heard somebody say that if you've got tattoos, you can't give blood.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's
all true. The things they said, all the things they said.
Running through my head, running through my head.
Running through my head!
A Weezer reference, a tattoo reference. This is turning into a belter of a show.
It's just going to inevitably become disappointing after minute 10.
I don't know about that. I've got a James Richardson impression coming up. So
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
No, I think you can with tattoos, though. I'm not sure. I mean, you've got real tattoos. I've got that horrible stick and poke one, which I got at a party, age 21. Shout out Charlie Lynch.
Absolutely worth it. Right, so we've got not as much as normal to talk about, but
a low key show.
Yeah, a low key show, and we're going to start. What are we going to start with?
I think we're going to start by the cup game, probably.
Yes, cup game against Liberets.
Yes,
and that will be you, and that will be coming up after this noise. So, like a greeting a sluggish commercial vehicles, Broyovka welcomed Slovan Liberets. That wasn't my James Richardson. That's just me warming up, getting all the crap puns out there, just so you know what's coming later on.
I'm pumped.
I'm glad.
Fantastic.
Right. Yes.
Yes, we. We were robbed, listener. We were robbed.
Robbed in the first minute.
In the first minute, right? I was giving us big licks. About, like,
I know.
Tanning them.
I know.
And it's now that maybe I realise that perhaps that was misplaced in some ways. But
in some ways. I enjoyed the back and forth, but...
I also enjoy just trying to wind up another football team on social media. That was quite good. Yeah. So, I mean, shout out to Slovan Liberets, who... mate, just about edged it, I'd say. It's really hard to, it's the worst case scenario is to fall behind after about 45 seconds. And, you know, that's what Zborovka did. It's worth pointing out that we had several changes to the lineup, mm-hmm. which included no Melicharek in goal. It was Haloska. And also, Magera didn't even make the bench, so we're not even sure if that was a knock or whatever.
Did we start Zekel?
We did start Zekel.
And was Škoda at all present, do you know? Was he on the bench at all?
Škoda,
because he's the invisible man this season. Yep. He's still on the roster, but he doesn't appear to be anywhere near.
No, Škoda wasn't there. It was Zekel was replaced by later on in the game by... I want to say Sukup.
Right.
Or someone beginning with S. I cannot remember at this point. It doesn't make sense that he would be replaced by that. But I can't even remember. But, I mean, regardless, whatever happened with that substitution, it was really much too little too late at that point because it sort of left with about sort of 10 minutes to do something. But there were a few positives, at least. We were... slow out of the traps.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem. Like, the defence is completely asleep on the right side. Mikula beats about four players by himself, cuts it back to the edge of the box where Shevchik is there, drills it low, and right into the, you know, sort of bottom left corner outside Holoska's reach, and that's 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Pavel, who was there, said that he thought it was...
Hey,
Pavel. Thought it was maybe Holoska's fault. I don't think so, just because I think it goes through bodies as well. It's quite a clean shot, but it's one of these sort of, like, daisy cutters.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there's really no complaints after just being absolutely appalling.
Okay.
After 45 seconds, I mean, you can watch the highlights and just see the amount of just, like, space that Mikula gets. He just cuts through about four people.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, and that sort of set the tempo for the first part of the game.
Is this Jan Mikula?
Yes.
I signed him on Football Manager for Coventry once, mm-hmm. so I'm well aware of his slightly clunky full-back abilities. Yeah.
But aside from that, though, I mean, I don't think they offered too much. They were the better team in the first half, but we sort of came into it. I think we should have had a penalty
right
in the 25th or 26th minute. Stefanowski gets in between two players and, for me, appears to just get bundled over from the back.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a strong penalty appeal. And then we didn't really do much else. There was a free kick which Bartolomeo gets on target, and this is about 10 minutes before the end of the first half.
Yeah.
Nguyen in the Liberec goal just makes one of those saves that looks better than the shot actually was. It's sort of really right in the middle of goal.
One for the highlights reel, as
one
they
does
say.
That sort of, you know, 3 foot off the air, flapping hand, boom, thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I didn't think it was going to be going in. We were better in the second half. We were the better team in the second half.
I was
going
to say, what was this like? Was this a total scudding, or was it an unlucky 1-0 defeat?
I mean, aside from the first, say, 20 minutes, I thought we were sort of matching Liberec around the park.
That's good.
I mean, it was a bit like one of these sort of brave 1-0 defeats or 2-0 defeats that we saw last season, where we were sort of getting up. But the back four for Liberec were particularly strong, saw through a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get that many shots. There was a moment of rare something from Zekel, because he sort of bombs it down the left-hand side and gets it to... was it Krej? Krejci, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Who forces a save with Nguyen's legs,
mm-hmm.
and then Zekel gets onto the rebound of it, and it's a really good double save, basically.
Right. Zekel, who, by the way, as an aside, he played, was it today or yesterday? They played, was it under, like, a Juniorca league, and bagged himself a hat-trick,
we were quite good, weren't we?
Which I think... Yeah, I mean, we've said we don't... It was 5-1 or 5-2, I think.
Uh-huh.
And as we've said on the podcast before, I don't think he's quite ready to step up yet. We don't know quite what he can do or quite what he's for, particularly compared to Rusek. And I think probably the junior, like the kind of under-20s, is still his level. But he seems to be progressing okay there. I just think he's not quite ready for the step up yet.
Yeah, this is it. Like, Zekel came into much fanfare after his, I think, second game.
Uh-huh.
Because we've talked about this on the podcast before, which was our 2-0 victory away over Jihlava last season.
Yeah.
Where we looked particularly good, I think, in hindsight, because Jihlava were just really terrible
dreadful,
that day. And Zekel got one or maybe two. I think Rusek actually got the second there. But from then on, he was sort
of in. It's been too much too soon, hasn't it, really, I think.
But that's an unrecognisable team, I think, now. Like, we're playing sort of open attacking football for this league. We're playing a formation that's not leaving a striker isolated. I mean, we did do that 4-5-1 against Liberec, but it was a bit more dynamic. You had mm-hmm. Stepanovski, you had Bartolomeo, you had people sort of cutting in and, you know, trying to at least, you know, sort of get a shot on goal. It wasn't as bad as we've known that system to be. But, I mean, right now, generally, outside of the cup, we are, I think, playing...
Things are looking up.
...decent amount of football.
Things are looking up, I think.
For most of the game.
Yeah.
With occasional, like, uh-oh, you're playing away, and just, you know, sort of, like, fucking it.
Yeah. One of those we're going to talk about next, in fact. So is that about it for Liberec, I guess?
I mean, good luck to them, I guess.
Yeah.
Actually, shout out to them, actually, because they took about 20 fans, and there was a bit of noise, and they had banners and stuff.
That's
and
all right for a midweek.
6
cup
p.m.
game
on a Wednesday.
From Liberec, which is basically as far as you can get away from Bono in this country.
That's, I mean, that's proper taking the day off work territory.
Yeah,
so,
it really is.
Like, shout out to their supporters.
We're going to do a little quick section, starting with Beer of the Podcast number one, which we already started before we started recording this, because we've got two to get through today.
No dry mouths here.
No, indeed. And this is from the Moravsky Zhizkov.
I mean, I'll be...
I'm going to say, I've never heard of that.
Well, I mean, I've never heard of it and been there, but because it's in Moravia, I'm sure it's better than the other Zhizkov.
Shots fired. Them's fighting words.
I think we try and do our best to promote Moravia, and particularly the wonderful South Moravian region.
Indeed. But just, you know, a lot of our listeners are fans of Viktoria Zhizkov.
Most of our listeners, yeah, I believe, exactly, are fans of Viktoria Zhizkov.
Hey,
shout out Viktoria Zhizkov's international support and the Prague Burnley Supporters Club, the Prague Clarets.
All right, lads. So, yeah, we're drinking this beer. It's Videnský Ležák, which screws over the idea of this being a South Moravian one, being it's
doesn't know where it is.
It's named Zhizkov, after Vienna.
It's a Vienna-style beer, so...
Well, that means dreadful.
Expensive.
Surely. Yeah, expensive and not very good. Which, I think it's neither of those things.
I quite like it.
I quite like it, yeah. It's pretty tasty. It's a Dvanatska, 12 degree, unfiltered lagery type thing, slightly darker in colour than a regular lager. It looks like, you know, a sort of nice ale sort of colour you would get in an English pub there, and it was tasty enough.
It was my fortnight for the beers.
You've done quite well.
I'm trying to get over the miss, which was the Cornish Steam Lager.
Oh, yes.
While playing again to the beers that I like, which are mostly lagery, mostly bittery sort of things.
This is very tasty. I like it.
It's a good beer. It's good. It's okay.
Yeah.
Talking about beers, we were having beers instead of going to a football game last week.
We were... Was it on Saturday?
It was on Sunday. It was kicking off just as we were in Hamburg airport, drinking that €5 overpriced swill.
Flensburger.
Was it?
It's... Flensburger, yeah. That, as you said, it tasted like any Spanish lager, which tastes like a lot of German. Okay, I used to quite like German beer until I moved to the Czech Republic, and I was spoilt by having beer that tastes of many different things.
I was not passionately defending, but I remember you saying for both of these trips that you disliked German beer, and I was sort of like, German beer's great, what are you on about? Having not been in Germany for a number of years, and actually, it turns out that Czech beer is far superior.
It is, yeah. Although I did like the fact that in Hamburg there is a culture of something called, like, you translate it as like cornering, which is just standing outside on street corners drinking €1 bottles of Astra, in our case, which was the kind of local Hamburg brew, until God knows what in the morning, and we indulged in that quite happily, didn't we?
It was good. It was, yeah, I mean, that's the way to do it, I think, because it was a lot cheaper than I thought it would be.
What? Who'd have thought? Oh, right, okay. I thought you meant, like, who'd have thought that standing out on the corners drinking bottles from a newsagent is a lot cheaper than going to the pub?
No, like the trip itself, like, it was a lot cheaper than I thought it would be, because I set myself up thinking it's Germany and it's not like being in Britain and then being like, oh, we're going to get something kind of the same. It's like when you're over here, you're paying 2-3 times as much as you'd pay for a pint in a bar there than you would here.
Yeah. But yeah, it was generally very good, and this beer that we've got here, this Videnský Ležák, is pretty good. So I guess we should talk a little bit about the Varnsdorf game. We weren't there, it was 0-0 and there was a red card. Right, we're back, and we're going to talk about our Friday night trip to Znojmo. The wine capital of the South Moravian region, I suppose. Sam is still recovering from the fact that I told him, if you watch the video of Znojmo versus Zbrojovka, the Znojmo Ultras actually have a huge flag that says Okurkatsi, which means the Pickle Boys.
I was so pleased after calling them the Pickle Boys all evening just as a joke.
Like, they actually are. They actually do call themselves the Pickle Boys.
Our Pardubice are called the Horse Boys.
They're not.
Please.
Called the Horse Boys, I don't think.
Fuck them then.
But yeah,
the gingerbread men. That's what they should call themselves, actually.
The gingerbread men.
That's a fucking great name for them.
Like, I'm going to do a quick shout out to
gingerbread.
At Ed Quoth the Raven on Twitter, who has been going to see Grantham Town, who are called the Gingerbreads, I think.
That's good.
For reasons I don't know. I assume Grantham famous for gingerbread, but
I'm putting you on the spot here, but do you remember some time ago that you showed me the name, like a team, like another one of these regional sort of teams, and they are, I believe their nickname was the Walnut Boys?
And their badge is just a walnut.
Who are they?
I cannot remember. maybe when we do our next cut, I can look. I can find it, and we can mention them, because that is a belter of a. That's a very weird thing. I do like that. Anyway, we're going to talk about Zorno, and I have made some notes scribbled on the back of an envelope, which should hopefully enable me to do a James Richardson style pun-based introduction to this. Right, let me interpret these quickly.
David, it's over to you.
Well, it's not quite yet, though, is it? Was that your Lloyd Grossman there? It's over to you. No, don't. Please don't.
Can't even.
All right, okay, I'm going to do this in a sort of... A sort of James Richardson football Italian. So imagine I'm sitting on a Czech town square holding a copy of Deník Sport up for the camera to see and sipping a beer because they don't really have, you know, cappuccinos or giant ice creams here. And we're going to go with... And so we're going to talk about Znojmo versus Zbrojovka. The Okurkaci finding themselves in a bit of a pickle, of course, as... as a Rocksteady Flinter take a 1-0 win away, a first-half goal by Damian Barish means their embarrassing run of away form comes to an end. Sam, you were there, and you saw this one. What do you think about that?
What do I think about that, first of all? Yeah.
That wasn't as slick as I would have liked it.
I like the pickle joke. Yeah. It was something to relish.
It was something to relish indeed. sorry, I also have to say something like, an 88th-minute winner from Dario Hubner means that Brescia are 10th yet again, because my entire memory of football Italia is James Richardson saying Dario Hubner often, because he always scored for Brescia, despite the fact I'd never heard of him before or since. Excellent. Him and Kenneth Wollstonehulme. Anyway, Znojmo.
Znojmo was. I was not in the mood to go to Znojmo, first of all.
Not in the mood.
I was
right.
Quite sick.
Appear to be getting what you had, so thanks for that.
That's my bad. It's the first Czech game of football I think I've been to where I didn't have a beer, so that tells you a bit about the sickness level. But I think we were rewarded by what was the sort of display that Zbrojovka could do at home, which was really, I mean, basically the scoreline flatters Znojmo, because I thought we absolutely battered them for 90 minutes.
We were very, very good indeed. The atmosphere, the Zbrojovci, there were a fair number of us there.
I'd say we took 150, 200 maybe.
Maybe not that.
No, 200.
100 to 150 maybe.
Yeah.
A very good turnout anyway. It's not that far. I mean, for us, it was almost a sort of smash and grab football game.
Yeah.
Got on the bus at 3:30. Game at 6, back in Bono by 9.
Yeah, that Boom. Was... Yeah, and unfortunately didn't have the didn't really take the time to enjoy the rest of Znojmo, which is a very nice city
if you've
never been. It's well worth having a weekend there, especially if you like wine and old castles and things.
And car museums.
Yes, the car museum you
Shout
talk
out
about
to
very
the car
highly.
Museum that you have never gone to and probably never will, but still.
And the first thing, actually, before we even go into the match in more detail, would be that it's a really nice centrally located stadium.
Yes.
It's one of these annoying running track around it stadiums, and you are basically put in a cage, like an open cage, you know, not animals. But it's not so good inside, but around it and the location actually is quite decent.
The other odd thing about where you're positioned is you are down, well, if you're an away fan, you're down one side, and the home ultras are in the section sort of on the same side but a bit further down, which is odd. They weren't behind an end, or they weren't directly opposite you, which is quite unusual.
I was a bit disappointed because we couldn't see them.
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't see them.
That was my point. There was no kind of, you know, ability to do a bit of back and forth or see what was going on, which was very unusual. Yeah.
At one point, did they not throw glitter and streamers?
And also loo roll, which that's a very, you know, old school thing to chuck on the pitch, is just a load of loo rolls.
I remember doing that actually at Tynecastle Stadium on the first day of the season against Hearts it must have been about 14 or something like that. We lost 2-0, we're terrible that day. But that's the only time I remember people throwing toilet rolls, because people threw about 60 of them, and the game had to kick off 5 minutes late because they had to clear off the
pitch. Time, I think before you moved here, where Zborovka did that same sort of thing, but everyone in the ultra section was given till roll. You know the thing that you print receipts on, so everyone had a big thing of till roll. If you're hit by some loo roll, that's not so bad. But you know, a well aimed thing of till roll, that can really clonk someone on the back of the head.
Yeah.
And I'm not very good at throwing, so that may have injured somebody. I hope it didn't. But either way, it was Nymo Nilsvarovka 1. As I mentioned in my crap impression, it was a goal from Damian Barish, saving the embarrassment of the away record there.
Nice.
So, yeah, nice. Yeah, using that one again, not, you know, never knowingly underuse a pun. And, yeah, it was the first half a fairly dominant display. I think 4 or 5 decent attempts on goal, including a lovely save from the Znojmo goalkeeper against Rusek. Rusek, who has been given more and more of a free role behind Magera right now. Yeah. He was popping up all over the place, wasn't
he? You were
seeing
that on the day, yeah.
He was running the show almost. Him and Barish, I said, because I like Barish's kind of remit to go forward a bit, which is why he is actually equal on goals with Rusek now. They've got 3 each.
Yeah, I like Barish. I like his aggression.
Mm-hmm.
I like how he likes to just go for it. And that goal, I think, exemplified it as well, because we sort of ran it into a corner. I think it was Stepanowski that beat a man. And then it sort of comes
back in, it's headed out, and who's waiting on the...
And just smacks it on the volley.
On the D, yeah.
And it's good. And that's, yeah, it was a very good goal. He could have added a couple more, actually. He had some decent chances.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, overall, a very pleasing performance. In the second half, the first glimpse for a very long time of Musefi Ashiru, who's coming
back
from a long-term injury, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ashiru, he makes me happy. Oh, Ashiru. I'm trying to get that one started. It's not really catching off.
He got about...
One for you Terrorvision fans there.
He got 5 minutes, maybe more?
Eight. Oh, 8 minutes. He came on in the 82nd, so 8 minutes and extra time, which is about 2 minutes. But the other major talking point was the sending off of David Schrombach, which I was incredibly pleased about, because it was... it was... Oh, dear me. Basically, it was one of those where he was fouled himself. And he went down. This was about 30 yards from the goals Nymo were attacking. He went down, got injured, rolling about on the floor. And as soon as it was obvious that Zborovka were going to break and go up the other end, he miraculously healed himself, leapt back to his feet. And if you watch the video highlights, his tackle on whoever he feels wronged him was so late that the camera has followed the ball that's been cleared, the ball's been brought down and passed... And then the camera zooms back to Schrombach, who is clearly... He's just gone through whoever he thought wronged him, and the referee has already got his red card out. It was so late, it wasn't even a tackle. It was a, fuck you, I'm going to just do you, no matter whether the ball's near you or not.
He just clipped him.
He did not just clip him.
Poor Vrastil almost, could have been... I was going to say decapitated, but what do you say when you're cut exactly down the middle? Because it was that sort of... Yeah,
I suppose. I don't know.
Poleaxed, I'll go with that. It was a bit like Randy Orton RKO out of nowhere, and it sort of ended wrestling reference.
Yeah,
and it caused a good old fashioned everyone running together. And the best
bit
about it is that big Luke Bagheera is like they're almost like a UFC referee, like separating people. Like it was great. He was just standing there, like almost like the Rio de Janeiro Jesus, like just you know, sort of like keeping people at arm's length. What a guy.
It's one of those things that commentators are pundits are duty bound to say, and nobody wants to see this in a game of football. You totally want to see this in a game of football. It's hilarious.
Ugly scenes.
Ugly scenes, it's exactly.
Like the aftermath of the McGregor fight, ugly scenes, and it's great to watch.
This sort of thing has no place on the football pitch. It does. It's quite funny.
It sort of takes the attention away, though, of... the second half as well, because the second half we could have scored 3 or 4, and if it wasn't for Buček in the Znojmo goal, he was the only player that had a good game, I thought for Znojmo, it would have been a lot more. We hit the post, crossbar even.
Hit the crossbar, and there was a shocking miss at the very, very end where there was a breakaway. All Znojmo was down the other end. Breakaway, Bartolomeu takes it. Gets into the area, there's a scrambling goalkeeper and a centre-half racing back to try and get it, squares it to Lutonski, which was the right thing to do, because Lutonski is 5 yards out, absolutely shins it.
Was it Lutonski?
I think it was
Lutonski. I thought it was Krzyż.
I think it was Lutonski.
I mean, I don't want it, I kind of almost don't want it to be Lutonski, because it's such a Lutonski thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, just miss an open goal.
I think it was. I mean, we might have to check back, but my gut instinct was it might be my gut instinct because it's precisely a very Lutonski thing to do.
It's not a goal, but also I would recommend if you watch back, look at Magera's header for the header that goes off the crossbar, because he ducks almost like a swan. And like his head is about at knee length, and he just does that duck thing that just sort of lofts it onto the lofts it above the keeper onto the crossbar. It's beautiful to watch. And then Stepanowski sort of like slots it in, but it's offside.
As a cliche, I think we should try and bring in ducks like a swan as the opposite to rises like a salmon. I think that's, you know, that's the logical opposite to that.
I don't even know, like, ducks like a swan is a thing. I'm claiming that as a new phrase then, if that's a thing. Or dips. Yeah. But the dip that he gets on it, like, Magera's...
Dips like a swan, because otherwise you could confuse it with ducks. But, like, actual ducks.
Yeah. Without rambling and putting on too much a finer point on it, though, I mean, it's those sort of things that just show you how good he is with his head and in the air and his general movement.
He's a superb footballer. He really is. Like, I mean, even at the age of 36, I've said this before, I'm sure I'll say it again, he's still an athlete. You know, he looks fit, he looks sharp, he looks strong, he's quick to react to things. He's just a very good footballer for this level.
Yeah, for sure. And although we don't have any problems, I think, going forward right now, which is something that you couldn't have said last season, I would be slightly critical still, saying that the way that we've been playing all season, to me, is one of these, like, trying to outscore the opposition and not putting too much an emphasis on the back four and just, you know, basically just trying to pummel teams, seed or whatever. Like, it's a great game, this normal game, because it's one of these that we won 1-0 and we never looked like losing it at all. But I still think we need to be more ruthless. I really think that the amount of chances we offer in a game, like we could be just scoring silly amounts.
We could have been out of sight in that game, couldn't we? We really could. So, anything else have we got on that, or are we gonna?
No, all I'd say is that's 2 clean sheets in a row for Zborowka, and that's gonna give the defense a lot of sort of a good confidence boost, and that's what they need. We're back.
We're back with no railway station jingle this week.
Unfortunately.
Which makes me very sad.
Yeah.
Because...
We went by bus.
Yeah, we went by bus. And I did check if Znojmo had its own railway station jingle, and they don't.
Ah, that's unfortunate.
No.
I feel like quite the fool about our journeys to and from Znojmo, because I went in August with my girlfriend, and we took the train. And there's this...
You don't take the train to Znojmo.
When you get to Przeclav, there's all these works or whatever, so they put you on a replacement bus, and then you go back on a train. It took about 2 hours, 2.5 hours to get there. And it took an hour or so direct.
Yeah. Břeclav is an interesting place. If you ever come down here, it's a massive railway junction. It's on the Austrian border. But any train anywhere, you'll get the instruction to change at Břeclav at some point. You know, are you going from Paris to Barcelona? Change at Břeclav. Yeah, ridiculous. You know, Oslo via rail and ferry to northern Scotland, change at Břeclav. It's mad. So don't ever change at Břeclav. It's a nightmare. Anyway, because we haven't got any railway station jingles, we are closing in on the end of the podcast. We've just got another couple of things to do, and one of them is the second and live tasting beer of the podcast.
Woo!
Or BOTP, as I am not calling it from now on.
So, what do we have in store?
Well, you should talk... I mean, you bought it. Mm-hmm. It's called Jarosławski.
It's called Jarosławski Leżak Piwo Jako Malowane.
It certainly is. It's a very nice label.
It's a nice label. So, yes, it comes from near Uherské Hradiště, a place called Jarosław.
Home of Slovacko, of course.
Yes, and a good film festival.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so 12. Again, unfiltered, unpasteurised. Should we just go straight into it?
Let's just dive in, shall we? Hold on.
Okay.
Chink. It smells a little bit like the last one, which is one of those smells I don't like, the slightly sort of musty smell to me. But, you know, the last one was very nice, so let's see about this one.
Oh, that's better.
It's a bit fruitier, isn't it? It's all right. It's quite nice.
I like that.
Yeah. Again, robust. Similar colour, slightly more golden in colour than the previous one. A little bit fruitier. But yeah, tasty.
Not bad. Not bad too this week, I think.
No, excellent. Excellent choices.
Made up for the Cornish steam lager.
Did you get these from the same store?
I did not. I went to the there's a Vinoteca beside me on Veverti.
Mm-hmm.
And right beside Grohova tram stop. And it's starting to branch out a bit because it's very good wine as well, actually, very cheap. But they have a couple of cabinets now and a couple of shelves for regional beer. And they're promoting that outside as well, like people like Znojemske, this Znojemske. So I just went in. I think the two 1 liter bottles, wee bit pricey. It was about 128 or something. Mm-hmm. It's about 128. It's oddly specific for about. It was 128
per bottle or for both?
Oh, for both. Yeah,
that's decent then. So that's fine actually.
Not bad. 60 a skull. That's okay.
Yeah, 60 for what is a liter of beer a throw. So
yeah, so pretty good. Fresh, of course. It's in plastic bottles. It's come from the breweries directly. This is this one's super fresh. It's you've got a month on it to drink it if you need to. So
that's tasty enough.
Not bad.
Very, very good.
Talking about tasty, should we talk about our tasty encounter with Banik Sokolov
coming up? Yes, after this instrumental message. Right, Banik Sokolov, show me what you've got.
Well, we'll see. We'll see on Sunday the 21st at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, international break first, isn't it?
Unfortunately. Mm. Sort of kills a bit of our momentum because we've been undefeated in a few if you don't count the cup.
And weirdly, possibly tragically, you might say, there are no Zborovka players called up for the Czech national side, although they couldn't do much worse at the moment.
No. Who are Czechs playing, do you know?
Slovakia. I think they're playing Slovakia and possibly Ukraine, but I'm not sure.
They played Ukraine already.
Yeah, but I think that's their little group, isn't it?
Do they have Slovakia? No, because Slovakia have Denmark and Ireland.
Right. Yes, that's right. Maybe they played a friendly against Slovakia. In that case, I don't know. They definitely have Ukraine, but the other group, I don't know.
Yeah, because they...
Sorry, the other team, I don't know.
They chucked Ukraine in hilarious fashion.
In Uherské Hradiště,
in Uherské Hradiště, yeah. Sokolov are nowhere near Uherské Hradiště.
That's true. They're the other end of the country.
They're in Karlovatsky Krai, so near Karlovy Vary. They're having an average season. They're 11th right now with 11 points.
But they do have a badge with two crossed hammers on it, I believe.
Like a few mining teams, exactly. Like Bannock Moss, like Pochebram.
Love a pair of crossed hammers.
Yeah.
Except if it's West Ham.
Yeah. They're on a 3-game losing streak, though that doesn't tell the whole story because one of those was losing in the cup to Banik Ostrava. So the Banik plays Banik Derby, I guess. They lost 2-1, apparently put up a good fight.
That's by no means disgraceful. Banik are having a decent enough season.
Yeah. The other ones, I mean, yeah, lost 2-0 to Cheska Budovica, which I guess is no disgrace, but then they also got dispatched by Pinky in the Brain Vlashim, 3-0. So they don't look too good. They don't look too bad, I'd probably say.
Yeah,
they
fair
had
enough.
I mean, they had a good 3-0 against Prosteyov, who were flying. So
exactly the sort of team we should be beating, but we'll trip over.
Well, we'll see. We're at home.
That's true.
This is one thing. And
your dad will be coming.
Yes. Big Al's going to be in the building. It's going to be good. Like, I'm looking forward to it. Dad's never seen a Zbrojovka game and has to put up with my shite, so...
Although, on the other side, my dad had barely seen a football game. So, yeah. at least your dad
time.
Is exposed to football occasionally, so...
But your dad had a great time, I'd say.
He loved it, yeah.
That's okay. We've got a few connections.
Mm-hmm.
Stanislav Vavra.
Oh, Jesus. The scoreless wonder.
Yeah.
Dear me.
Yeah, so he came up from the youth, had 5 years or so.
And was crap for the entire time. He was one of those where there was a cup game a few years ago where I think to get his confidence up, back in the days when we had much missed Jakub Řeznicek up top, they played Řeznicek, who was good for 15 a season, as a winger, clearly under instruction to just give it to Vavra, he needs to score. And Řeznicek spent... Basically, every 5 minutes, he got a chance to set it up for Vavra to shin it over the bar, fall over his own feet, go in for a header and head it the wrong way. It was spectacular. And every time Řeznicek got this look of, okay, fine, and sort of jogged gamely back to the halfway line to attempt to set him up again. And after that, we didn't really see him again.
Yeah.
And he's at Sokolov now, is he?
Hi, I'm Stan Davara. You may remember me from such roles as coming off the bench when the midfield gets overrun.
Yeah.
This is his second season with Banik. I don't think he's done too much. I think he's played most of the games, I think, this season, though, so I think we'll expect to see him as well. Alongside 24 appearances for Zbrojovka between 2012 and 2014, with 2 goals.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Soccerway. Okay. Petr Glaser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've forgotten he existed.
He's good at Sokolov.
Yeah, this is probably about his level.
More holding-y sort of midfielder, but has had 16 goals in his last 3 seasons. Not terrible. This is his 4th spell for the team, so they definitely like him.
Mm.
He, again, will be someone who's definitely going to feature in this game. And now, this is the PSG resistance. I love this. I live for this shit. So they have a defender called Milan Mishun. Any?
Again, I remember his name from Football Manager, but I want to say he was something to do with the Jablonets at one point, but.
Very close, yes. So he's a left or centre-back. Started every game this season in centre-back. We'll see him again. Ex-Příbram, ex-Jihlava.
I knew it was somebody in green and black. Příbram it was.
Ex-Dundee.
Wow. Okay.
So, Milan Mishun was on
the... A man on a mission, in fact.
He was on the books at Celtic in 2009. Glasgow Celtic. Picked up from Příbram.
Right.
And he basically suffered a cruciate ligament injury in a preseason game. So he didn't play a minute of like a season and a half for Glasgow Celtic.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was loaned to Dundee on a one-month deal in October 2010. He played a 0-0 with Raith Rovers. Actually, before this as well, his only non-appearance for Celtic, really, was on the bench as an unused sub when, and I quote, two Xander Diamond goals within 3 second half minutes secured Aberdeen a thrilling victory over Scottish Premier League leader Celtic. So he was on the bench
when an Aberdeen match report.
Fuck them 4-2, get it round you in 2009. But he played a 0-0 with Raith Rovers, and then his next game was against Cowdenbeath away. Which
it really was all the glamour ties, wasn't it? Raith Rovers, Cowdenbeath.
It gets better. It?
Yes,
lost 2-1, and he was returned to Celtic after that, not because of that game, but because Dundee went into administration. This was during the banter years of Dundee Football Club, where they were just fucking atrocious and they barely, you know, survived.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yep, he's been there a wee while now, so we will be seeing Milan Mishun a week on Sunday.
Are you just going to go down the front and shout very Scottish insults at him and see how much he picks up? That's what I'll be doing. You and your dad, right down there. Go on.
Fucking Jutes, man. Fucking Jute bastard, mate. Yeah. It's a Dundee are a actually, you know, it's quite fitting because Dundee are also a hilarious team this season because they're fucking terrible. So, they're a strange team, Sokol. Well, not a strange team, but they're one of these teams that will just bounce around the league.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect that they seem to lose a bunch and then they pull a couple of really great results out of the bag. And I think that might actually come good. I think 11th to sort of 12th, 13th might be about
their level.
What they'll see. I mean, it could be absolutely wrong. They could just, you know, be fantastic and have just got unlucky in the last couple of games.
I don't think that's true. I think the level they've been playing at the last few years is mid-table,
mm-hmm.
Druha Liga, and I don't really see that changing.
Yeah, I mean, I fully expect them to be okay.
Yeah, they're one of those teams where there are plenty of better teams, but there are plenty of worse teams.
I mean, the two worst teams, I think we've sort of... Well, we've still to play FK Fotbal Trinets.
Yeah, that's in about a month away.
And it's a bloody 10:15.
A 10:15 in which, to get there, we have to take a train at 6 o'clock. We haven't decided if we're doing this yet. I'm very much for it, but I think we're going to decide that... Closer to the time.
We'll see. I mean, I've been losing lots of sleep, not about the 12th because of the team. But we'll see about that. I mean, I know that I'm gonna be absolutely dead against it, and then you'll be like, you come in, and I'll be like, all right. That's usually what happens. But there's far worse teams in this division though. I mean, actually, in our recent games, I think we've seen a couple of them. I would say, at least on the day on Friday, that even though that we beat Masta Borsko 4-1, I thought Snoimo almost looked worse at parts. I think they offered
certainly
nothing.
In the second half, Taborsko were better than Snoimo.
They sort of came into it a little bit.
They gave it a bit of fight. And by fight, I mean actually attempted to play football rather than just fighting.
Yeah, I think Snoimo had a couple of really tame shots that were straight down Melikaric's throat and were
He had very little to do, Melikaric, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I would fear for Snoimo, especially if they're getting sort of strolled at home.
Fear for Snoimo. Snoimo, what did they do to you?
as funny as it seems, for these sort of teams like Snoimo, well, maybe not Znojmo, because there's a lot. We've got a decent concentration of teams in Moravia Silesia, but for teams like Toborsko or whatever, what's going to count in their favour is you're going to have tired teams turning up if you're going to have these 10:15 a.m. kickoffs and these early kickoffs and stuff. Because Toborsko is, if you are, for example, a team like Viktovice or, you know, of course us or, you know, Pardubice and stuff like that,
a pain in the ass.
It takes its time to get there.
Yeah.
So that could actually work for them. And obviously, the Czech Football Association fucking hate us, which is why we seem to have all our 10-15s away.
We pointed this out, or we were talking about this, the amount of 10-15 kickoffs we've got away, and we haven't had a single 10-15 a.m. at home.
I haven't had a nice luxurious brunch match in Brno. It sucks.
Yeah, this is, you know, I don't want to shout conspiracy, but it's conspiracy. Yes, that damn you, Czech FA. Are we going to leave that there on an angry note?
I don't think we should have an angry note.
On a conspiratorial note, certainly.
Because we have basically, I mean, aside from the cup, we have a win and a draw to take forward. A very beatable team in Sokolov.
We've had lots of difficult games already.
We've got a lot out of the way. And then here is maybe something to look forward to. I will caution that our game after this is away to Hradec Králové, who look really nice.
Tough test.
We'll talk about that, I'm sure, in a fortnight.
We certainly will. We'll be looking forward to that. And, well, actually, we'll be looking back at that because it'll be... because it's international break, Sokolov. And then I guess we're not doing a pod after Sokolov? Are we waiting till after Hradec?
Oh, good point.
I think we're probably waiting till after Hradec, unless we can think of something in the gap to do before that, if we can find...
We could do a very brief one or something.
We could do a sort of a half hour. Watch this space, listener.
A feature show.
Yeah, watch this space, listener.
We were saying this was going to be a shorter podcast, and I see it coming up on the
we're
mixer
already on
about...
52 and a bit minutes.
And that'll mix down.
We have rambled slightly.
It's been a very rambling show.
But stick with us, listener. We might think of a feature to do, just, you know, a 20 minutes or half an hour sort of feature on something. But we will cross that bridge when we come to it. Anyway, as we're leaving, we will always say, please follow us on social media.
Yes.
We are at Sproyovcast on Twitter and on Facebook, and sproyovcast@gmail.com. Otherwise, we're going to play you out with this Czech cover of an English language song, which it's a little bit tricky to identify, I think. It's not, it's by no means as poppy or as mainstream as the stuff we've done before.
It's great.
It is. The original is great. You quite like this version,
don't
you?
I do, yes.
So, yeah, have a bit of Australian genius interpreted by the Czechs. So to play you out, here's this. My name's David.
I am the one and only. Ain't nobody I'd rather be.
Thanks, Chez. All right, see you later.
Dlužím šarlatku světlým scénou. Kdo jen ví, co to čímá v nás, když mě pohledem spálila jako strom blesk, jak spoutaný já tam stál. Oheň šarlatu, osud byl v té růži, v té chvíli sám ďábel snad stál opodál.
Svět pak do trávy padl a on mě měl rád, ten keř růže splanělé nad tělem plál. On můj první byl a ten můj rozum smil, když anděl zlít můj rozum svál si.
Já po růži mám jméno,
jméno zní a dál jde čas.
Růžím v šarlatku světlým scénou.
Kdo jen ví, co to dřímá v nás.
Já druhý den šel s Kytkou za ní. Ona lhala mi, jak puklý drahokam. I když splanělé jsou, růže dál voní tmou. Lásky jak růže jsou klam.
A já na druhý den víc se rozvila jen, když po růžích mám svoje jméno. šarlat a nach, když pách dívčí strach, já stala se růží ženou.
Já pro růži mám jméno.
Jméno zní a dál jde čas.
Růžím v šarlatu svět je jen scénou.
Kdo jen ví, co to dřímá v nás, pro jiné snad mě Bůh taky stvořil. Svět to nejlepší je místo z míst. Ten spodkeře snad mě snad vážně měl rád, co slouží divokou v zajetí hnízd.
Věčná bestie lásky kolem toulá se tmou, cítím dech ďábla z té růže splanělé, snad v pekli ráj, za ním jdem na okraj. Cítím dál růži divokou dnem i nocí.
Já po růži mám jméno.
Jméno zní a dál jde čas.
Růžím šarlatu svět je jen scénou.
Kdo jen ví, co to dřímá v nás, kdo jen ví, co to dřímá v nás, kdo jen ví, co to dřímá v nás.